Hurricane Maria's destructive winds denuded much of the island of Puerto Rico's trees and lush tropical forests. While the trees will grow back, the current situation has triggered floods, landslides, loss of fertile topsoil, increased temperatures, and other problems. The loss of trees and vegetation have been concerns in Haiti for decades, both from natural disasters fueled by climate change and from Haitians chopping down trees to make charcoal for fuel. Because the entire nation is almost treeless, from the air it's easy to see the boundary between Haiti and the Dominican Republic on the island of Hispaniola, which they share, where protected trees on the Dominican side stand in stark contrast to Haiti's barren landscape. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Haitian-American Yannick Joseph, the New Haven, Connecticut-based director of the Haiti Renaissance Institute. The institute is a project of Green Cities, Green Villages, which is a sustainable development and renewable energy incubator founded by Joseph in 2001. Since 2010, she's worked with grassroots groups in Haiti, including the Association of Peasants of Fondwa and local development committees, to advocate the establishment of a Haitian National Forestry Corps.
A National Forestry Corps in Haiti is desperately needed because, as you know, deforestation is massive in Haiti. Whenever there are floods, there are landslides, a lot of people die. And a National Forestry Corps would help with flood management and would also help to keep people from uprooting trees before they reach maturity. It takes about 10 years for a tree to reach maturity. That's a very long time in a country where people are impoverished. Also, a National Forestry Corps would also help to reforest marginal areas, areas that are hard to reach, like in mountains in Haiti. A National Forestry Corps would also create permanent jobs in forestry and flood management for Haitians. People may have heard that very recently the Haitian Army was reconstituted. We at the Haitian Renaissance Institute think it was a very big mistake. Haiti does not need a Haitian Army. What we need is a National Forestry Corps, and it can be financed by the Haitian government, by the World Bank, and other international institutions. We also believe that with the support of the American people and with institutions like Yale, a National Forestry Corps is a very doable achievement. The Dominican Republic has had a National Forestry Corps for more than 50 years, and it's about time that Haiti had one.
Besides your organization, is anybody else pushing for this? Are you working with other groups in Haiti?
Well, ironically, there has been talk for the creation of a National Forestry Corps on and off for the last 20 years. Even the former president, Michel Martelly, the entertainer, he spoke of a National Forestry Corps when he first came to power. But nothing has been done about forming a National Forestry Corps. And we, meaning the Haitian Renaissance Institute and the Peasants Association of Fondwa, we were very disappointed and very dismayed to find out that instead of the formation of a National Forestry Corps, a Haitian army, which we do not need, has been reconstituted. And I just want to say also that according to many climate change experts, right now, the most readily available alternative for developing countries to address carbon emissions is tropical reforestation, and there's funding for it.
So this would be something that you think is likely to come to pass in the next few years, would you say?
Yes, it is likely to come to pass, but we will need the support of the American people. We will need the support of New Haven and of Yale and other institutions of higher learning. We'll be working in Haiti to make it happen.
Are you aware of any projects, even like small projects locally in Haiti, to do any reforestation?
Yes, there are many reforestation projects in Haiti. but they are scattershot and they are not comprehensive. In order for us to have effective reforestation in Haiti, we need a number of factors. One of them is cooking fuel alternatives. This is why the University of Fontdouin and the Haitian Renaissance Initiative, we have partnered also to introduce a number of renewable energy alternatives in Haiti. One of them is the anaerobic biodigester technology, which would provide cooking fuel through biogas to Haitian households, which would be a way to prevent people from cutting down trees to make charcoal. There are also other alternatives which consist of people and groups making charcoal out of the compressed waste paper and waste biomass, which is plant waste. They convert it into charcoal briquettes, and people are now buying these reconstituted charcoal briquettes as fuel alternatives.
That was Yannick Joseph of the Haiti Renaissance Institute. Learn more about the deforestation in Haiti and the proposal to establish a national forestry corps by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.